Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Norman?
We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Ghostbusters Radio Live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ghostbusters Radio Live. Early on a Monday. There's no time anymore. We got to just do stuff when we can do stuff. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. We are back in New York City in the world premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. We've lived to tell the tale. Abigail Gardner, how are you?
Podcast that never quits. We're good.
You can't quit.
Yeah, it's been a week, and I'm ready to talk about it some more. So yeah, let's recap.
Oh, the music's still going. This is great. Hi, everybody. Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
Hey, let the music go the whole time.
Yeah, more music, please.
It's mostly music.
We like the music. It makes this all feel much
space.
More important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Matt Bush with the super chat.
Already,
Happy belated birthday, Craig.
Celebrating 40
thank
years.
Thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll acknowledge everyone else.
Okay, music.
Shut the music off.
What's it up? What's
music's just like the mini puffs. They're just...
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know what I did. I'm tired, so let's just ignore what I just said.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Jacob Walsh, how are you, man? Are you? Have you rested? Have you recovered?
No.
Where are you?
No.
Just nothing?
I'm tired. I had to go to work today. Didn't like that. Hey, sucks going to work after... like the best trip you've ever been on in your life.
It was a great trip.
I had to go to a real job today.
Yeah. What was that like?
Mm-hmm. Who, why? Who's making me, why? Well, why do we have to do that?
To go ask people what they want to drink and eat.
No, it's fine. We had an amazing time in New York. So let's set the stage before we say hi to the chat. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We're kind of doing this a little bit on a whim. Basically, here's the deal. We went to the world premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. We had a big party the night before. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're on the red carpet. We did a live stream, one of the most successful, you know, podcast pieces of content we've ever done.
Anybody has ever done, honestly. Yeah, it's probably the best red carpet.
It was good, right?
We're up for Jeffrey.
Anybody's ever done. Yeah.
We're going to win a Jeffrey for best red carpet.
Maybe we'll win community contribution. Probably.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Jacob Walsh. Come on now. Come on now. Listen.
You're right.
Don't you dare wear a red jacket. Okay. Listen, we were in New York City. We had 1,300 people watching us live on YouTube all the way across the world. We had our friends in the fan pen watching us. They were getting autographs and pictures. I've been finally catching up with people, hearing everybody's stories about the weekend. So tonight we are not going to talk about the movie. There is an embargo. You don't want to be spoiled. Mm-mm. So the embargo lifts on Wednesday. We'll have our review episode up. And then obviously Thursday at 2:00, I think, Eastern, everybody will start seeing the movie, and you'll be able to tune in for all of that. Tonight, we're going to talk about the premiere experience, Abigail, the red carpet. We're going to
talk... Is that my name, my last name now?
Abigail, the red carpet.
Well, that's like my superhero name. Well, let's get past this. I'm going to show off a comment from Brian Brink, who's our chart man. 31,000?
31,000.
31,000 views. I'm astounded by that number.
31,000 views,
Chartman,
on the red carpet stream. Mm-hmm. And then we put up our... Oh, that's weird. Hi, everybody. Okay.
Don't like that.
You don't like that?
Okay, we'll go back. Get further away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. We had an incredible amount of fun with friends from literally all over the world. Canada, Australia, England.
Germany.
And we got to see lots of people that we haven't seen in a long time. So I hope everybody had safe travels back home and everybody's recovering. For those of you who weren't there, who were tuning in to the YouTube and social media content, we appreciate it. since we have dropped, since then we put out our Firehouse video. We all were at the Firehouse the morning of. You can check that out. We will have a video coming out from the party, which we're going to talk about tonight. We have all the red carpet interviews we'll be releasing. I mean, Jacob, you said this was the best trip ever, but I'm telling you, it kind of was. It was really an amazing, special time, was it not?
Yeah, I mean, of course it was. It's like everything YHS has ever, it's just like, it's all built up to talking somebody into putting us on the red carpet, and we got there through, you know, hard work, and the last year has been really crazy for YHS, and we did a lot, and all that stuff we did in London is coming out, and then we got to talk to almost everybody who was there. You know, it was intense.
Now, not to bury the lead, but everybody who's been watching the channel for the last couple of days knows what happened with Bill Murray. Is it Manifest Destiny? One of our first episodes ever, Jacob, we talked about Bill Murray throwing somebody's cell phone off the roof of a restaurant. We finally have our encounter with Bill Murray and he's dumping water on us.
Little annoying,
but at the same time,
but it's
like,
great, but
right?
Yeah,
I wasn't annoyed by it. I loved it. I had my jacket on though, so I was ready for
you.
The
were
water.
Protected.
But I wasn't annoyed by the water. I was just annoyed that I wanted more Bill Murray.
Okay, now I get it.
He did go and dump water on the whole cast too, so we got the same treatment as the whole cast. So that was a lot of fun. You can catch that replay. And just huge shout out to AJ Quick of GBFans.com, one of our sponsors, but even more important, well, maybe more important, one of our great friends, our traveling companion, was there helping us with content as well. We'll talk about GB Fans here in a bit. And then Jay Glatfelter from Geek Dad Life, manning the stream, manning the camera. We couldn't have done it without him. Abigail, that was special to have everybody there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like this podcast has created a space where a lot of fans of Ghostbusters have become friends, and to have our friends with us while we were out there, like helping us. We were all supporting each other very much through stressful moments, through exciting moments, congratulating each other. AJ gave us a tremendous fatherly speech before we started our coverage. It was just an incredible trip from beginning to end. Just shout out to Eric Reich for all that he does. And to Gil and Jason for including us, with the production of this movie. And with covering it, that was absolutely, after 8 years of podcasting, was like a pinnacle moment and something I've wanted since childhood, since I watched, E! News and wanted to be like on the red carpet really bad. Joan Rivers, I was a big Joan Rivers fan. So
yeah, it was cool.
It was really, really cool from like, and to be there with y'all was obviously like, it just made it really special. So thank you to everyone who showed up and party with us too.
It was great. Hey, by the way, we're going to say out of the chat, I don't know why we've never thought of this. This is going to be our next shirt. Ray, when someone asks if you're a pod, you say YHS.
Oh my God.
From Jason Kreiser. Nice. I like that.
Very nice.
That's hey, awesome. Abby, I like how your childhood dream is not getting to talk to the cast of Ghostbusters. It's being on E! Entertainment and just interviewing anybody.
Yeah. No, I mean, legit, at least for me, full circle. Like, I think I've shared this, like, when we went to the 2016 premiere out in LA. I was like on the bleachers in my flight suit and I was like, I really want to be on the other side with the press going into that movie. And so, for me, it's a personal high and it's a personal achievement. So thank you again to all those who made it possible.
Yeah. And thank you to all of our supporters. Let's go ahead and say hi to the chat. As we mentioned, Jason Kreiser is here. Mark, Cram Six, Tommy C. Gunn, Mark is still here. Hi, JD Raymer. JD, great guy. Loved hanging out with him.
Yeah.
JD rules. Yeah.
He got some, dude, he is an autograph hunter. Mm-hmm. He takes it seriously. He's out there. He's got that card. He finished the Spangler family trading card. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boy. Mm-hmm. So shout out to JD, Jeanette Ritchie, Steve Mandville, AJ Quick, Stephen Lawrence, Lolo Papp, Robinson Art, Ray Cameron, Door Watch 2024. Yeah, that's what all of our friends in the fan pen were, just had their eyes on the door. Who's getting? They were they knew the order that people got to the red carpet based on, you know, on the video.
The door, the chair.
Brian Brink, the chart man. Mm-hmm. Who else? Real RoboCop Art was out there as well. Toy Geekosaurus, Rar Becca. I like that. Mm-hmm. Brandon Wright, Tony Durbano, Matt Bush, Michael Taylor, Bo Posky, Andrew Bundy, Popular Tripe, and so on and so on. Man, another... Oh, this is a great name. Okay, and a great so and yes. Thank you for the super chat.
Oh, from
Butt Funnel. We be loving Z coverage. Big GB fans here in Germany.
We be loving the handle.
Yeah, and we had really fun with some of the guys from Germany, Dave and they had that Mini Puff. Jacob, did you watch the Mini Puff video they put together?
I did. Yeah, it was great.
It's really fun. Mm-hmm. And I kind of forgot that they asked me to hold that thing at one point. And when I popped up in the video, I was like, oh, I'm in this. I didn't have no idea. So obviously, we've got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire coming up this week. You're all going to be seeing it. We're going to be talking about it nonstop for the next several weeks and months. So no spoilers tonight, no opinions. All I can tell you is we had an amazing time. Let's go ahead and start breaking this down. Jacob, it all started off with the YHS unlicensed nuclear premiere party. Yeah,
It started in a chair.
It was a great party.
It was a great party. It was very packed, a lot of people in a small space. We all sat quietly and watched Ghostbusters 2 twice.
We did have Ghostbusters 2 on the screen, and that's how long the party was. It was two Ghostbusters 2's worth.
Yeah. How I measure most things.
We have another super chat. We got to acknowledge Brian Brink. He says, seriously, awesome job, YHS. So happy for you. Couldn't have happened to better people. Y'all rock. Thank you so much.
That really means a lot.
And by the way, Brian Brink, I don't know if you know this, the Hasbro team was out in full force at our party.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, Patrick, they all know Brian Brink.
Yeah.
They know about the charts. Mm-hmm. They're thankful for the charts. So you do a really great service.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about this party. Abigail, how does this party, this is the second one, how did it come to fruition? For people who don't really know or didn't know about the party, because it's not like a speakeasy, but you kind of have to be part of the YHS Patreon to get the inside scoop.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, it was something that felt very exclusive and special, and was just as big, I think maybe bigger than the last party that we threw, which I mean, it was a completely different vibe. We were at a an Irish pub, which we had the whole top floor rented out. And it was an incredible night. I felt like I was kind of like busy and wasn't necessarily like able to chat as much. So if I didn't get to chat with anybody, I just want to say, you know, sorry, I was in like server business mode. But it was amazing. I was looking around me and everybody was having a great time. I think the music was a hit. I had got some compliments on the playlist, and that means a lot.
Good playlist.
To me.
So, good playlist.
Thank you so much. And the turnout was incredible. Like as the line started forming outside of the pub, we could see from upstairs, and it was like, oh man, like that was an exciting moment for us as a podcast.
Hey, by the way, two quick shout outs tonight. Slattery's Midtown Pub in New York mm-hmm. City. Mm-hmm. They were very great hosts to mm-hmm. us. Very smooth. Staff was amazing. Food, drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And also shout out to our good friend Jason Grahowski, who took all of the photographs you're going to be seeing this evening.
Yeah.
He's a professional photographer. He offered his services, and it's extremely appreciated. And in my memory, this line was a lot longer. This must have been there was a lot more
people.
This is
the beginning.
This is
the beginning.
This is early line. Yeah.
So I'll kind of cycle through. You know, we won't have to go through every picture, but as you can see, it kind of like you said, guys, kind of an intimate space, but literally friends from all the world, from all over the world. Look, there's some of the Hasbro people in this photo, Brock Parker, Jessica Parker. So this kind of gives you the vibe of the party. Jacob, we had a couple special guests stop by.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, we like to invite people, but there's no guarantee that anybody's going to show. It's a very busy week.
Yeah.
But the somebody's Slimer purse was there, but that's not what I'm referring to. But as I go through here, I love this picture. Mm-hmm. This black and white shot of the whole crowd. I mean, this is really
with
fun.
Vigo on the TV.
Yeah.
This is so funny.
Dude, yes.
Another huge shout out to our sponsors, Ray Esposito of GB Universe News. Incredible guy. Mm-hmm. Just one of the most wonderful human beings in the community. And our good friend Ron Daniels. They're both in this picture.
Yep.
We can't do these things without the help of our friends like that.
Yeah.
So people kind of started filing in. And not long after, this is a great shot too, mm-hmm. of our buddies. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire director Gil Kenan did stop by,
mm-hmm.
mingled. Mm-hmm. Jake, did you get a chance to talk to Gil at all?
Yeah, of course. You know, he seemed to be having a lot of fun making his way around. He was talking to everybody, and he's a cool dude, man. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah,
in a bigger capacity than just on the red carpet.
Yeah, you know? And I think our conversation with Gil was one of my favorites from the red carpet. But I would love to. I want to, once everybody sees this movie and we've seen it a couple times, I really want to have the chance to kind of pick his brain a little bit. Gil showed up, was kind enough to just
mingle and chat with everyone. Yeah, like, and be a really nice human being. I can't wait to talk to him again. He's very funny. We had a lot of laughs.
He's great. And I'll tell you what. Logan Kim was there too.
There he is. There with Logan.
Logan Kim with his girlfriend.
But I think the thing is that, Jake, you can't really even explain how busy everybody is in a week like this with the amount of obligation, media, and press. And for them to take time to come and hang out, it means a lot.
I mean, it's the day before the premiere. And, you know, last year, Jason and Eric and Erica and their little group showed up, and that was really cool. And just the fact that they all decided to come by again and hang out and just have fun and chill. And it, like, you know, we kind of had a little section that was just for them. If they wanted to kind of get out of the rush of things, and like everybody had a good time, and you could tell it was just like a relaxing non-work environment where they got to hang out with people who are obsessed with the thing that they made.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. It's like if there was a party for, I don't know, for us. Let's say you guys all threw a party. We guys have some, but we weren't there, but we decided to show up. It would be just like that. Mm-hmm. It's great. And I think you can't really state this enough, but I mean, Gil, the Ghost Corps team, McKenna Grace, Logan Kim, their families, everybody's so laid back. I want like Hollywood elitism. I want them to be like, get the hell out of my way. But it's nothing like that. Like, they are so kind and so patient and willing to take pictures and have conversations and do everything. And I was really impressed. Here's a shot. Patrick from Hasbro in the back, and then obviously McKenna Grace and Logan Kim just hanging out.
Yeah,
and
Logan brought his entire family, who
they're amazing.
Have become friends, of ours at this point.
Yeah.
Doe and Brandy
become our family.
Yeah,
which is really nice. Around.
We met Doe's brother, and we met Logan's brother, their other son, I think his name's Lucas, and just really great, down-to-earth people, and I'm so happy for them. There's Simon in the back from the UK. I mean, really, Eric Reich of Ghost Corps.
Yeah.
I mean, these are good, down-to-earth people who you cannot underestimate how dead Ghostbusters was, like, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, the franchise was dormant and silent and quiet. And now we've had 3 movies in the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Frozen Empire is about to come out. Jacob, I have to kind of step outside of it and just appreciate it like 3 times a day and just be like, this is a timeline that was not guaranteed. And we've got really great people working on these movies. And like Logan and McKenna are the stars of the last movie. And spoiler, they're the stars of this one too. And like, they're hanging out. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I like that we've put ourselves in a position to get to know all these people as just people and not right. just, you know, actors and,
right.
and famous people. Like at this point, I feel like we've kind of, we're cemented in, you know, like this was the premiere and that was
right.
the big premiere party. And
yeah,
we did it.
Yeah. I'm most impressed by the fact that, like you brought it up, Craig, that these are real people. It's not like Hollywood elitism. It's like watching McKenna chatting with everybody. She's like really funny and really engaging and really kind to share her time with everyone like that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, what are you doing? Also, yes, she looked amazing. I really loved your outfit. Loved that. Just wanted to shout out. Very cool outfit.
You know, I'm just cycling through some of the pictures here because there's some really good shots. There's a sequence. Jacob, I think you know what I'm going to...
I hate it.
You hate it? I won't I show it. Then. Yeah. Then I won't show it. But there's some really funny pictures in here.
There's some good stuff in there.
There's some good stuff in there. But let me... So I believe this was the first time McKenna and Gil saw each other during this trip. So it was kind of like, you know, they haven't seen each other in a couple months. Everyone's getting ready. Everyone's excited about the movie. Here's one of my favorite shots of the night. We can do a caption contest on this one. I love this picture so much. I want to know who Jacob's looking at.
I'm side-eyeing somebody.
And
yeah,
like,
who am I falling in love with
here? Abby's like smitten with somebody and Jacob's going, stop doing that fucking thing
Kick
that you're doing.
This fucking person out. That's what Jake's doing.
Well, that's Gil's shoulder on
okay.
the right.
Okay.
So I guarantee you what's happening is it's Gil's probably talking to McKenna or mm-hmm. Gil is standing there and somebody's asking McKenna for a selfie. Like something is happening, but that's,
yeah. I think it might've been when McKenna and Gil like first saw each other because that was the first time they'd seen each other since like the film wrapped. So I might've been like looking at that approvingly.
Yeah.
Real RoboCop art. This is a great comment. It says, I got to say the community was so welcoming. My brother and I are not in a franchise, just ghost heads. No one cared. It was great being around that energy. Yeah.
Fuck yes. Cool. That means so much. Cool. Thanks for saying that.
So yeah, that's a great shot. And I don't know what the next one is, but we'll just, okay. It's just like more overview shots of the event.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
This is Craig saying, listen,
what was I saying to you? Listen. Here?
I don't know, but it looks like you're yelling at me here,
but I wasn't, I was,
well, I know.
Mood.
Well, if you go to the next one, you look much happier, but that one looks like I just ate your cookie or
yeah,
something.
And yeah. And I was like, it. Don't you dare. And then you went, Craig, there's more cookies. And I went, okay.
Cookies in the kitchen.
So, yeah. And like Abby said, we had good music going. We had GB2. Mm-hmm. We had exclusive merchandise. Jacob, what'd you think of some of the merch?
Oh, I mean, it was great. John's print was really great. We got the coins. I really loved the like VIP badges with the name tag on it. And you can like write your name. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very clever. I think I'm guessing did AJ come up with that? Or did you do that?
This was a Craig, a very rare Craig creative moment.
It was a good one.
Hey, I've got one of the coins right here.
Okay.
I wanted to finally kind of show off a little bit here. So this was the challenge coin designed by Eric Christensen, created or manufactured by AJ Quick. So this is a challenge coin that we gave out at the party and some at the premiere, very limited. Jacob's leaving. That's okay. Mm-hmm. He just remembered what he saw in that photo when he was drinking.
He's getting his badge.
His badge.
I haven't unpacked yet, so I don't know where mine is.
And then the other side has kind of the premiere details. It has Garaka. It's got the YHS and GB Fans logo. Sorry, it's having a little issue there. I mean, listen, These are rare. What, Jacob, what was the most expensive coin for Afterlife? What was the most expensive one that sold?
What? Wait, what are you asking?
Let me reframe that. When these started popping up on eBay for Afterlife, and some of them went for $400 or $500.
Yeah, some people were selling their coins, which is a dumb thing to do, but yeah, I think they were going for like $500 for a little while.
It's be a good thing to have for a giveaway.
Don't sell your coins, but
could be a giveaway. I don't know. Giveaways, if anybody could come up with a clever way to give this bad boy away this week. Maybe during our next live stream, we'll, get a little coin action going. We'll see. But very grateful to have a stash.
But I think that's the last one, honestly.
This is the last. Abby, can you believe it?
I can. That's it. I haven't seen another one like it.
We said that on the live stream, but then Jason Reitman walked up. We're like, here you go.
There's,
like, oh,
there's always another one.
another one. Oh, my God. So thank you to AJ for that. And Jacob, were you grabbing something?
Yeah, I got the badge. A little hard to see, but there's like a name badge printed on, and then the point was to take a red paint pen and, you know, write your last name right there. I don't think anybody did that.
But nobody wanted to come to our party and do an art project.
Did. Craig
if
did
you
it.
Have
yeah.
your badge, you can do that. And then the back we have. You know, we got our sponsors here, and then the library ghost hanging out there. But yeah, these badges are really great. And then even YHS lanyards here. So
yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could have got awesome. One of these if you came to the party, huh?
We'll share a few more photos. Then I want to get John Grijalva's art that we can share.
Sure,
because I think he'll have a couple spare prints. Let's see here. Jacob, this is a fun photo. Walk me through what's going on here.
Oh, this is my favorite picture from the whole party.
Hello.
It's just me having a conversation with Eric Reich as if it's normal to have McKenna Grace, Gil Cannon, and Logan Kim's dad behind me.
And Austin Young.
And Austin Young. Yeah, this is just great.
Yeah,
this is a great picture. I don't remember what me and Eric were talking about, but we did talk.
Jacob's walking up. He's going, "Well, Eric, did you see what happened earlier? Did you see why I was mad with that drink? Well, and then he's like, this fucking guy over there was trying to take something. We all know who it was. It's fine. So yeah, great shots. There's a couple more that I did want to share, and I do want to get John. Hey, you know what? I just want to share this one real quick. Not a celebrity in our own mind. Co-host of YHS on Monster Island. Look at this picture of JK.
Yes.
With his wife, Shelly.
They were awesome.
What is happening?
They were our, like,
well, hey, Logan, look who's behind him.
Logan.
Logan's back there.
These are funny.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Whoops. Love them. Loved hanging with them.
So let me go find John's art. So all in all, and thank you so much to the Hasbro team who brought out gift bags. We're giving away Ghostbusters, Fright Features figures and the mini Slimers and Retros. Just all sorts of stuff. It was really great.
Awesome. It was great meeting Emily and getting to chat with her. It was really nice. Was yeah.
Now, so let me share this real quick and then we'll move on a little bit. John Yerkeba, our good friend, did some artwork. I have the full one. Hey, while we have a moment here, let's plug our good friends at gbfans.com. How about we do that? Abigail, what kind of guy is AJ Quick?
An all-around stand-up dude. Your go-to pal for directions. If you need to find somebody on the internet, he can do it quickly. And he'll pay for your dinner sometimes, which is really nice. I love AJ. He's been a sponsor of YHS like since the beginning, and I always was like, it's weird that you listen, thank you. And then now we're all friends. And GB Fans is his website, which actually is the thing that caught us all together and brought everyone together. So go and support GB Fans, order your stuff through the website, and get on the forum so you can meet more people and hang out when you're not hanging out at the YHS Discord.
We love AJ, and like, after we're not going to say anything about the movie, right? But having said that, after seeing this movie, I've got packs to build. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I've got, there's some, the expansion of equipment and lore in the Ghostbusters world right now is really, really intense. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's a big world.
You're going to want to get over to GB Fans and get all your parts and get all of your merchandise and everything else. And by the way, we wouldn't be able to do things like the challenge coins and stuff like that without Mr. AJ. Okay. So let's look at this print from John Yerkeba. So this is original art based on the new movie, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And really, Jake, I think this is one of John's best art pieces he's ever done.
I do too. It's definitely my favorite Slimer of his. Everybody looks great in this. I like the little Pukey.
Slimer stuff. There, Pukey. Yeah. There's so many Ghostbusters in this movie. Mm-hmm. Phoebe taking center stage, Garaka. Mm-hmm. And then we had at the bottom world premiere 3/14/24. These were exclusive to our party.
Yep.
But I do think there was a few left over. So
they're probably available to the high tier Patreons, maybe.
Yeah, we'll figure out. But John has the prints, so you're gonna have to look up John Yerkeba's art store to see when he's gonna get some of those up. I actually didn't mention this earlier, but I've already let them know. Anybody in our top tier $30 a month Patreon. You already had to be in there to qualify. So if you sign up today, you won't qualify. But we do want you to. But the next thing we're doing is amazing.
Oh, I don't even know what it is.
It's the special thing that we haven't.
Cool. Okay. I don't remember.
Is it Firehouse related?
Doesn't matter. No. I love you guys so much.
Was I supposed to just play it up like it's something really great?
Oh, the next thing.
We can't
even talk about the next thing.
Oh boy, what a cool thing!
What
it is.
A next thing that is.
The next merch drop for the $30 Patreon.
Yeah,
when it dawns on you what it is, it's like a little special project we're working on. Mm-hmm. And you told me to email the person today, and I did. I love that.
Is that the next merch drop?
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess it would be. Okay.
So having said all that.
Did you not see the lineup on this episode?
It's really amazing. So anyways, listen, anybody who was already in the merch tier is going to get the.
Hey, did he get back to you?
No, you want me to check my email?
Shout him out. See if he's watching.
No. I did email.
Hey, let me just say, guys, we're not talking about the movie. Today we're getting a lot of questions asking, you know, about specifics of the movie, and we're not allowed to until Wednesday. So
yeah,
we're gonna have another episode that goes up, and it will be it'll be a review. So
this is just us reminiscing on the week.
Yeah. So stop asking.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. People are excited. They're asking us to rate the movie and yada yada yada. Listen, you're all gonna see it in a matter of days, and we're gonna see it multiple times, but. Our full review will be out this Wednesday. So be on the lookout for that. Okay. So anything else on the party?
No, it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Just a great, great collection of people. Great chemistry going. Music was great.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's it. It was just fantastic. And I mean, you'd think we couldn't top that first party that we had at Barcade, but somehow this one was just as big and just as exciting of a sequel, you know, as the film.
Did you guys see what Jason Grahosky posted yesterday in the Discord? It made me laugh really hard. It's another picture for the party, but it's this picture of Matt Sanders in the containment unit. and he said, when Matt Sanders finds out there's no autographs at the party.
That's great.
Philip Clark. Look at this
awesome.
Guy.
Phillip's
I love
the
Philip.
Best. Long-time listener. Good friend.
Good stuff.
Love that.
That mini puff. Yeah. Really good stuff. What were you going to say, Jake?
Oh, you know, I was going to say, I was talking to the German guys at one point, and I'm not sure of their names, but one of them came up to me, and he was asking me a question, but he started by saying, I know you don't like for people to talk to you, but I got to ask you something. And I was like, stop that. That was a joke. People talk to me. Like, don't think I don't want to talk to anybody. I was just, it made me feel bad in the moment when he said that, because he said it with truth and conviction as if it was a real thing. And I'm like, no, that's just a joke. Of course, I want people to talk to me.
That's just the character you play.
Yeah. No, actually, the character he plays is the character where he wants people to talk to him. No, here's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Jacob is a... Listen, we all have our shtick, and we all have our... By the way, I really like this picture of the three of us a lot.
Me too.
We love you guys. We love talking to you guys, and we love hanging out. We wouldn't do a party like that if we were trying to avoid connecting with you guys. So it's
great conversations and had a really fun time hanging out with everybody. German Ghostbusters included. I got to watch their little mini puffed when we were at the firehouse.
You babysat.
Event. Yeah. I was sitting posted up like a mom with all my stuff and my bags and my snacks. And David and Elle sat down their little guy, their mini puffed. And I was like, all right, I'll watch him. And we had fun. So this is cute. Yeah. I had a good time babysitting.
They gave McKenna and Logan some presents at the party, and I was able to watch. One of them was one of those mini puffs, and I was just like, man, I hope she forgets that so I can take it.
I hope she doesn't care because I do so much.
I want that.
Really great party. Thank you guys. We wouldn't be able to do stuff like that without your support because it wasn't cheap to come. It would, you know, we got to pay the place. Listen, guess what? Renting out the top half of a bar in New York during St. Patrick's Day week, an Irish pub, not cheap, but we made it happen.
Not cheap, yeah.
Okay, Thursday morning, day of the premiere, we went to the firehouse. It was kind of like an official Sony marketing thing. They froze over the firehouse. We have a video. I'm just going to kind of share it a little bit on silent mode as we talk about it, but Jacob, I thought this was a really fun event.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was like, you know, it was cool because it was like a post party thing. A lot of our friends were there. There wasn't any like, it was just like come and hang out. And they had, you know, the Ecto was there, the Ecto Z was there with, you know, all the proton packs hanging out of the back. You know, and it was cool to see the firehouse with the ice, and it was like painted blue, and just, it was a cool little event, you know, where there was nothing really, you know, there wasn't anything like, you don't go to do anything. You're just going and hanging out.
See friends. And
they did, you know, some of the cast and Gil came out a little later in the afternoon, but it was just a fun, like chill thing to be at.
I mean, Abby, I've been to the firehouse like 5 times, but it doesn't get old for me. No, like
this felt like what a fan fest would be essentially for Ghostbusters. Like there was tons and tons of people, plus people on the street that were just like walking out and showing up for the free ices and to look at the Ecto. But like there was exclusive stuff there, seeing the van and all the proton packs inside of it, and getting to look at this dude from New Jersey.
The Ecto One New Jersey.
New Jersey. This is really a nice guy.
Really great. Yeah, he's great.
Great car. Yeah.
And this is a great Ecto that they had out there. And
yeah, I love that he had the little mini puffs in there, like Calico Critters.
And, I, you know, you guys might see these jackets that we're wearing. kind of a fun thing for us to be able to have these Wuxley, you know, Sabretooth parkas for the weekend. You know, Jacob, I didn't see anybody else with the real Wuxleys now.
I wonder why.
Don't get me wrong, I don't think we would have either.
but it was nice. I loved all of the a lot of the like, oh, those are the real jackets. You know, lot of people kind of were like, whoa.
Listen,
you know,
if it was up to us, ours would have been like Ruxley with an R, you know.
I mean, we kind of have the three of us have a way of like walking into an event and kind of being the center of focus anyway.
And you know what they call that?
How can we be more obnoxious?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. How can we be even more obnoxious?
How about a big red coat? Makes you look like an EMT. Everyone will look at you. Yeah.
Somebody at work was like, Craig, why were you guys wearing like Arctic?
Were you cold?
Yeah. How cold was it there? Why are you wearing Arctic coats? They look expensive, were they? And I was like,
did you not hear about the Frozen Empire? It's cold.
So, Brian Brink asked a great question. Was it hot in those coats?
It wasn't that bad. I I run very hot and I cannot stand the heat and I do not wear pants. I just can't. Most of the time we were in New York, I was in shorts, even when it was at its coldest. Those jackets weren't awful to be in. It did get a little warm as we were out there, but for part of the day, I had two jackets on because I'm an idiot and didn't realize I was going to be wearing the parka. And it was fine. Like they're not as, I think they're made specifically to keep you warm, but it's not like, clearly they're made specifically to keep you warm, but it's not the kind of thing you just put on and you're going to die. It is like, to regulate. Go ahead,
Adam. Yep.
Just saying, the best feature on the coat is that there's straps that are like elastic straps, so you can throw it over your shoulder like you're carrying a bag, and it'll just sit right there. You can even fold it up into a backpack. It's like got that function too.
I
found that to be very convenient.
It's not there to keep you warm. Their coats are made to allow you to survive if you're stuck in a tundra in the wilderness in the middle of Canada. They're amazing though. And you know,
for me, this little Goldilocks, they were just right. Like that jacket fits just right. It's warm. I'm really happy I have it. If we ever travel somewhere cold, I'm set.
Hey, you know what? What I thought was interesting was during the actual red carpet. Look at this. Now that people are like, I'm always like, I'm not a shill. Look at this picture. Hey, seriously though, we were kind of on the red carpet. It was a little bit of a wind tunnel the way it was set up. So it actually, there was times where I was like, I feel absolutely fine. So
yeah, mm-hmm. I was fine on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And I was worried because I had a shirt on, a vest, like a suit jacket, and then a Wuxley, but also my mind was spiraling out of control with what was happening. So I wasn't able to even think about what my body temperature was mm-hmm. doing.
Right. So they were doing like live CPR demos at the firehouse. It was kind of like a public safety awareness / Ghostbusters event. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
A little message going on there.
That I know our nice. Good friend Mitchell Brinkley did a CPR demo.
Apparently not well though.
No, they lost.
I think they lost the patient. Yeah.
They lost the dummy. I have so many funny jokes, but I'm going to skip over them. So, hey, here's another thing I wasn't expecting, Ab. There were so many Ghostbusters posters, signs, mm-hmm. billboards.
Yeah, it just made everything feel so special. Like the whole city was decorated for the party and for the release. And seeing Slimer, like I know they had this time, but when the bus rolled up, I was just like, whoa, that's so cool.
How many times did I go, well, usually Slimer's driving the bus. Now he's on the side of it. Like, I think I used that 12 times. I was like, I got to find somebody else to sign this to.
Yeah, it was, it's really cool. Seeing the posters is really exciting. It's definitely, it's felt like the biggest release, it was bigger than Afterlife, I think, just because of where the world is now and how people are more out and about and things are kind of back on track. So it was exciting to see all the production, all the PR, all the media stuff and crossover promotion, which is what I live for. I think the three of us do too. So that was really exciting.
Well, the cast and crew was doing every like CBS daytime, the mm-hmm. Good Morning America, Jimmy Fallon, Kelly Clarkson, Seth mm-hmm. Meyers, all that. Mm-hmm. Jacob, we got to look in the back of the van here.
Yeah.
That was decked out with all this
some screen used props. They were a lot of stunt packs. You could tell they were the stunt packs because they were kind of falling apart, but there were traps, ecto goggles,
a couple HazLab packs too.
All kinds of equipment. HazLab packs with I think no what are the they don't even have the fucking things on them.
The what?
The brace, the like
Alice
frame. There's not even Alice frames on. Yeah, dude, it was cool. It was really cool looking in there and getting to see that stuff up close. And I think if you watch this video, you hear me kind of under my breath be like, how many fucking Ghostbusters are in this movie?
It's the most. You have that unique. Alec and Justin were there from Strange Glow Video.
Yeah,
John, your Kaba. Hey, by the way, shout out to Apple. I had a couple people reach out and go, man, this video looks so good. What kind of equipment do you guys have? iPhone 15.
I thought you were saying shout out to Apple because of the flavor.
Apple flavor. Apple.
I was like, just shut up, you cherry. Okay, I get it now.
Hey, little detour because Doug just popped in the chat, and I was hoping he'd be there. Doug McCarthy, you saw him in our Making Slime video, special effects supervisor on set for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Mm-hmm. Incredibly hardworking guy. And we've become friends over the last several months. Was kind enough to send in the mail, like, guys, how amazing is this? Let me show it off. They just came today. He made fresh batches, same recipe, slime.
What?
Ooh, nice.
We've got Ghostbusters 2 pink mood slime. Okay. You're not sleeping with it, are you, Craig? It's always the quiet ones, but I'm not so quiet. So we've got this, and then we've got, I think this is the Slimer recipe because this is not, this is a little bit greener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks like, yeah.
Than the, than the pukey slime we made. So there's two of each. Obviously, Jake, two of these are yours. Cool. These are all the way from the UK. Production recipe slime with the engineer. Logo on there. He's like, you can take the tape. I know. I just opened these, so I'm gonna take the tape. I want to get in there. I might.
We'll sample them.
Abby, you gonna?
Can you toss some wings in there? Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's disgusting. I don't even like wings. More like edamame dipping. That's the
or wing. Just kind of get some pancakes and just.
Yeah. Ghost a bit. Dude, yes. Pancake stack.
Yeah. That's so cool. So anyways, the firehouse was incredible. And then obviously, let's set up the world premiere. Should we do that thing where we lift the what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Ooh,
lift the curtain.
We're bad with words tonight.
No, we're good with words tonight.
We're tired.
Hold on. Mark says, who are you going to call? A truly beautiful, life-affirming documentary about Ray Parker Jr. Paul Rudd recommended it to me. Thanks. Cool stream. Yeah. I would love to watch. I haven't watched the Ray Parker Jr. documentary, and I would like to. Mm-hmm. Okay. World premiere. We got the invite.
Wait, hold on. I want to answer this question. Did you guys figure out the coin holders? No. How do you open that thing?
Please. Oh, you haven't opened it. Yeah, tell us how to open those, please.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to just last thing. Doug is out on set. He's working on a movie right now. So the fact that he's taking time out of his day to tune in is great for us.
Yeah, he's a real ass dude. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. He's awesome. So, okay. We got the invite, red carpet. We were able to get access to this special area that was kind of stationed off for Ghostbusters specific media. And it was us and Jason from Ghostbusters News, who had Jim from Extraplasm with him there. And then what was the kid?
Chase
from
Chase's Adventures. There's a bit.
The family adventure. JD, if you're in the chat, tell us what the name is, because that kid was really cute and he did a great interview. One of our best ones. Mm-hmm. We got there early. We had a setup. We invited Geek Dad with us to kind of help us run the show, because it's not only the opportunity of a lifetime to be able to get on, for us to get on the red carpet and to do interviews, but we had to make it as complicated as possible by opting to live stream it, where anything can go wrong. But luckily,
that's the YHS style, though. Like, that's kind of our way.
We live on the edge. Jacob, nothing went wrong. Like, we had no technical difficulties.
No. Yeah, everything was really good. And I had faith in that. We're using brand new iPhones and everything's got data nowadays. And I don't know. It's just like, it's gotten to the point where if you can't get a live stream going, then there's something, you know,
because
it's a you problem, because it's become pretty easy to do that. So yeah, it was pretty good. Wi-Fi was good, signal was good, batteries were good. Hey, battery was the only thing I was a little worried about, because I've hung out with you guys a lot, right? We've known each other,
we're known best each friends. Other.
I have known both of your phones to just die all the time. Mm-hmm. And it stresses me out because I freak out if my phone battery gets under like 50%. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, earlier that day I was like, all right guys, charge those phones, let's make sure those
I was charged
cool, collected my phone. Yeah. I never lost it either, shout out to me and my mental health.
That's hey, insane. Yeah,
JD Raymer on the Scene Adventures, yeah, that is their channel, check that out.
On the great. Scene Adventures, yeah,
we have awesome. A super chat. Video Power Gaming says, been loving the content y'all been making, this a great movie rollout, thanks for all the awesomeness. Thank you, you're welcome, we appreciate it. Okay, so yes, worried about battery, and I was worried about battery just because when you're live streaming
and I told you, Craig, so like we had like an hour before, you know, we didn't know when everybody was going to show up.
We thought 5:30, it turned out to be 6:30.
Yeah, so. And at one point I said to Craig, stop it, because you kept saying to Geek Dad, what's the battery life? What's the battery life? You asked him three times and it never changed. And I was like, Craig, stop it. Because it's a little bit of your, you know, we're all getting anxious.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it comes out in different ways. But also every time you tell him to hit that button.
Yeah. It drains a little
bit. That drains the battery. So it's like, just fucking leave it alone until we're good to go.
I know. But we did it. And it was amazing.
It was great.
And I had this feeling, shout out to me. I knew that we couldn't start until things were really rolling. Because Abby, Al Roker walked by and it was like, should we start?
I was like, let's talk to Roker. This is an opportunity. But he kind of breezed right on by. And I understand, We weren't able to really get
much like what do you say to him? What do you say to him?
I have no idea. I love the weather. Here, right?
So we saw like four celebs.
But the fact is, it's like once you start, you don't stop. So you've got to start at the right point to collect and gather everything that's coming consecutively and like all at once. So yeah, you gotta kind of like pace yourself, which is what we did. And I think we got a really successful stream from it. Yeah.
Successful test. Mm-hmm.
No time for her bench press test inside.
I was like,
it's an inside joke.
Slide on down to the gift shop.
Another inside joke. Hey, do you guys laugh when people get Ghostbusters quotes wrong? I do it all the time, but it's hilarious. So Al Roker was there, like 10 minutes go by. Ice-T was there, 10-15 minutes go by. Yeah. Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green talked to them.
Yeah, that was really fun. Shout out.
Greg Miller, Game Over Greggy, we talked to him for a second.
Yeah.
Kevin Pollak, Lou Diamond Phillips, an interesting smattering of guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first wave was great.
But then you kind of felt the energy pop up, and it was like, James A. Caster's here, we're starting.
Yeah, James A. Caster set the tone. It was like, all right. Influencers moving along. Okay, cool.
A lot of TikTok types and things like that. But then I we're not going to just explain it. You guys can all watch it if you haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. But we were able to just interview almost everybody in the cast and do a live episode of GB Radio Live with YHS Podcast on the red carpet. And it was
incredible.
It was amazing. It's the most favorite thing I've ever done in my life. Jacob, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for anything more. Like, being there, being at the event. You know, like, we were there for Afterlife and in the fan pan, and that was a really great experience. But I remember being like, you know, as soon as that was over, the three of us were like, next time, we need to be here in a more official capacity. And, you know, a couple months back, we were having a conversation with Eric Reich in an undisclosed location on set. And we were like, Eric, I know we'd been talking, the three of us have been talking about this for a while. And we're like, man, we got to see if there's a way for us to be official here. And we're like, Eric, we would really love to do interviews like on the red carpet. Yeah. And I just love that, like, this was a really big deal for us. And it was like kind of nervous to even bring that up to Eric.
Right.
And Eric looked at us and goes, okay.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was just like an amazing night, you know? And like,
but also we should say, like, everything else, look how happy we look. Mm-hmm. Look at us. It's like, what can we, hey, the funny thing is if you pan over, we're looking at a proton pack, you know? It's like, But seriously,
we're actually probably laughing at Jay Glatfelter for running into the no ghost sign.
Yeah, probably.
It wasn't. You know, Eric advocated for us and GB News to be there, and PR went back and forth on whether or not it was going to happen. It's going to happen. It might not happen. And then it turned out it's like, not only is it going to happen, but we're putting you guys in the best possible space. Right. And shout out.
We're literally right at the beginning. YHS was the very first outlet that anybody spoke to.
Right.
They got out of their cars right on the other side of the Ecto, took a picture at the Ecto, and then they're right there.
Right. And shout out to the PR teams at Sony and who were running the event, because they went out of their way to bring people over. Like, we're off to the side. Like, anybody could walk by if they wanted to, but everybody was kind and gracious with their time. And except Logan tried to sneak by us, but we're like, Logan, get over here.
Get back here.
Can't miss the YHS experience.
No, he was your podcast friends. Or your parents' friends. Come here. No, exactly.
I'll call your mom.
No, he's a full grown adult now.
He's unbelievable. And he's great. He's really great. And
look how much fun Gil was having.
Dude.
We had a great time. Some of the topics we covered talking to Gil, not really a lot of Ghostbusters, but we did talk about vegan cheese. The Beach Boys, you know, the bloodbath of all of the OG, like, we covered some ground. It was amazing, and we just can't thank everybody enough. And as you kind of scan on here, every couple minutes, it's somebody else. Finn Wolfhard, look at this, Finn Wolfhard. Yeah. Here's something. Here's a little piece of my pop culture obsessed heart. We've been watching Finn Wolfhard since he was like 11 years old in season one of Stranger Things. And like, we've kind of, he's grown up and become a huge movie star and a huge part of the Ghostbusters franchise. And like, it just, and he was so kind. It's just amazing. It really is cool.
Super sweet, down to earth. Like, really, really nice person to talk to.
And then, obviously, we won't go through all these, but Abby.
The fucking pinnacle. Oh, Mrs. Russell and her bustle. I am
Carrie Coon.
Yeah, okay, I know. It's Carrie Coon. You all know it's Carrie Coon. But, like, I just finished watching The Gilded Age, both seasons, and I loved it. And I love her in Afterlife and Gone Girl and everything else. So it was... Not only do I like love her and have I'm a fan of her work, but like, she was the most like exuberant, jubilant, kind. I don't want to say maternal, but she has that like, you know, I'm here and I'm having fun energy, which I really appreciated. She like brought it and is just so kind and so real and so funny. I had a blast talking to her.
And then of course you see Dan Aykroyd in the back, just kind of, he was
hovering.
He was around.
Back and forth.
I just we'll listen. You guys can watch all the interviews. We talked to Jason. We talked to Eric and Ernie Hudson and just everybody. But this moment with Dan Aykroyd is something else. You guys can go watch it on the stream. We've wanted to talk to Dan on this podcast forever. I don't know if we'll ever have a full sit down interview. He's not really into doing those as much these days. But I'm never going to forget this in my life. It's fucking Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. It was amazing. And then later he presented McKenna Grace to us.
Yes.
It was incredible.
And then he took her away.
And then he took her away. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He walks up and he's like, all right, I'm passing the torch from the old generation to the new generation. One question, please. And I'm just like, he just topped the chair story somehow.
It was great because he just kept like walking back and forth. Like, look, he's ushering. He's not a publicist. He's an actor. What is he doing? Why is he doing this? He literally was like, all right, one question,
time
whatever.
For me to
and then he
organize.
Came and got her. Like, McKenna was really generous and talked to us for a good bit of time, except for that part where she put her hand. But she talked to us a lot, actually. And you know, literally Dan Aykroyd, you see him kind of waddling back over in that red coat, and he's like, we're like, okay, Dan, go. All right, we're done, you know.
But it's like, it goes weird. Without saying, like, we all love Dan Aykroyd. We all love Blues Brothers, right? We all love Ghostbusters. But I watch Great Outdoors like twice a week. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, that's Dan Aykroyd. And I know him as, you know, Dan Aykroyd, the character of Dan Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, the actor, Dan Aykroyd is Ray Stantz. But in my mind, talking to him, I'm like, why don't we go? And Uncle Robert's going to go blow some coin on a jet boat. And I'm just like, God, this is the fucking best, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And yes, McKenna is incredible. And I think, and you guys can go watch all of that. It's all there.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of the support. And we got to say, it is really weird and sad that we're doing this now without Ivan Reitman, who sadly passed away a couple years ago. Obviously, we want the franchise to carry on, and this is what happens in life. People pass away. But, you know, I've heard Jason in an interview say this week, like, the best thing we could have done is just make a funny movie, right? Because Ivan Reitman was a master of making comedies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not going to talk about it, but they did make a very funny movie.
Because the family survives, and the family is like what continues to grow. Like, the community is what I'm referencing. Like, all of us who have gotten to know each other because of Ghostbusters movies. I think that it's just a really beautiful, like, microcosm, macrocosm thing to think about. Just the family ties that keep Ghostbusters going. Well, you should. I mean, it's emotional. Afterlife was an incredibly emotional movie, and like, it was a bridge that we needed to get over and to like come to closure with some of those feelings that we had. And then this movie, and I'm not spoiling anything, is just a fun celebration of the fact that we're here. I think that's what we just had in New York, was a fun celebration of the fact that we're all here and we all love the same movie. We love to laugh. And dude, I'm excited about the future, about Ghostbusters, about the SNL 1975 movie coming from Jason Reitman. Just there's so much exciting stuff coming down the pipeline. And this was just once in a lifetime, but it might happen again. Who knows?
I hope Gil, great thing. After the SNL movie, they're going to do Gil and Jason are going to make a Mad TV movie. Mad TV 1998.
Stewie.
Hey, Mike Rita says, appreciate you guys not asking the same questions they've been getting from every other interview. I'm sure they were happy about that. Listen, we knew we wanted to be somewhat informed Ghostbusters fans while still not asking like Comic-Con style questions, you know? Yeah.
What was it like wearing the suit?
We also knew that we were going to be given, you know, just a couple minutes with each person. So it's like your questions have to be easy enough that you can just knock it out. But
you guys want to see?
Abby found it.
Well, you found it.
I found it.
So fucking over it. Why just Abby Gardner?
Wow, that's where all the questions lie.
Yeah, we sat down at the Hummus Cafe and we wrote down everybody's name. I did, with a little colon, and then we just wrote down general topics and stuff. And I actually thought I lost this book. I was so happy.
I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, Craig found it. I chucked it at the end of our interviews. I was like, done.
I found it. I went, whoosh. No, it was in my bag. And then I think we can show this off. This is the ticket, the world premiere ticket that you got.
I got something to say about that ticket.
Okay.
Have you noticed that it's not the same size as the tickets from Afterlife?
Are they smaller or bigger?
It's bigger, which is not great. Which is not, you know, great for like if you want to try to frame them together or something. Also, the ticket for Afterlife has the photo on it, you know, the cool picture, and then it has all the info at the bottom. Gotcha. So you only really need to look at one side, whereas this has a picture on one side and all the info on the other side. So, you know, maybe some consistency here in these
maybe
tickets.
Hire Jacob as your consultant on sizing
now exactly, by the way,
but very happy to have it.
We were lucky enough to be in Auditorium 1, which was the cast and crew room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Section, floor, row A.
Yeah, that's a...
Hey, if it was concert, amazing.
Put the podcasters in the front. Yeah, no, it actually was great. The seats were comfortable.
I mean, I sat directly in front of Logan Kim.
Yeah.
Who also, like, without spoiling anything, is maybe the funniest person in this movie.
Yeah.
And that's just a weird... you know, a weird thing to watch a new Ghostbusters be laughing. And then as soon as you finish, to turn around and be like, hey, dude, you're really good in that.
Great job. And right behind him was Finn Wolfhard. And I'm like laughing. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's like, this is nice. This
Andy
is rare.
Andy Potts, Patton Oswalt. There was everybody was there. It was, again.
Mr. Murray.
Celeste. It's incredible.
I've watched the last. Can we just do 5 minutes of. Listen. Can I just brag for 1 second?
Brag and then we'll get out of here.
It's an appreciation.
You've earned it.
I have watched. Well, not I, but we have had the fortunate experience of watching the last two Ghostbusters movies with not only Bill Murray in them, but him in the room. And you know, he's been doing a lot of press and media this week. He seems so happy and so excited and so enthusiastic about the movie. And that just makes me feel unbelievably grateful to be, you know, we're the smallest little sliver of to the left of the franchise looking in, and I could not be more of a fan of Ghostbusters, and I cannot be more of a fan of the original guys. There's no weak points in this movie. There's no weak, like, the cast is strong and funny. The script is great. The directing is great. Everyone's great. I can't wait for everybody to see it. And Matt Bush sent us Slimer popcorn buckets today.
Oh, I know what I'm doing with that.
Abby, do not give this the Dune treatment.
Oh, we might, dude.
We might
gonna censor Slimer. Myself. But I'm so glad we have that. Thank you, Matt Bush.
No, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Cool. So many things. What are you? That doing? Was a sweet.
I'm smelling it.
I really want to.
That Slimer.
I wish this was a phone.
Well, was... hey, just glue your iPhone right there, so it's your iPhone case. I really want to get that the trap bucket with the, you know, there's like two different trap buckets, but there's the one that's got the purple, you know, like beam coming out of it.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that and eat every meal out of it. I'm talking cereal, ramen. I just soups. Want it. I'm going to bring it to that Jinya restaurant that we go to in Atlanta, and I'll be like, put my ramen in here, please.
Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything.
They'll do it.
Everything. I need it.
Thank you to Matt Bush. He said a couple more things too. I'm going to show off on Toy Anxiety tomorrow night. Well, listen, guys, we've covered some ground here. We're going to wrap up 5 minutes, rapid fire Q&A like we always do. We're not going to answer anything about the movie. Let's do some final thoughts. Abigail, how you feeling?
I'm feeling grateful and excited and jubilant thinking about what we saw. And I can't say anything about it. I am eagerly anticipating seeing this movie again this week. I'm eagerly anticipating seeing everyone's reviews and letting it out into the world and having it become like a real thing that, and Gil talked about this, like after the movie is premiered, it's out of his hands. It's our movie now. Like he put all the work into it, but it's ours to put our fingerprints and hands on and to recreate costumes from and to write and to podcast about and blog and all the things that we do because we love Ghostbusters, we're going to continue to do because of this movie. And I'm grateful to Gil Kenan and Jason Reitman and Eric Reich and Erica Mills and just like the whole Ghost Corps team, the cast crew and all of our listeners who were hanging out with us this week. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Good stuff. Johnny Cock, thank you so much. Super chats. I'm a casual, but between y'all's coverage and Dole on the VFX team, yes, shout out to our good friend Ryan Dole. Saw his credit in the movie.
He did make the credits. I saw someone ask that earlier. We did shout out Ryan.
Yeah. Huge, huge applause in the theater.
Yeah.
For Ryan. He says,
I'm excited for a Ghostbusters movie. Happy birthday, all of you. Well,
thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate that.
Tommy C. Gunn says, Jurassic Park red carpet next. Hey.
Let's do it.
I would love that.
Somebody out
actually,
there.
We've actually had discussions on how we get a hold of somebody on that crew over there. Because, we'd love to do some Jurassic Park stuff.
If any of you out there know anybody on the Universal Studios PR team that could get us on, by the way, the Jurassic Park red carpet, first of all, the movie hasn't even started filming yet. But we're going to get there. Because there's a rumor.
You got to start now. You got to start now. We got to get on that set. I want to be around that T-Rex. Let's make it happen.
There's a rumor Scarlett Johansson's going to be in it.
Oh, all right, let's go.
I'm a big fan.
I'm in.
All right. Let's see. Andrew Bundy. Ghostbusters News says there's going to be new Hasbro toys coming out. What do you think they're going to be? Hey, Andrew. I know what they're going to be.
Whoa. Look at that flex. Just flexing right out there.
I actually have no idea what they're going to be. We did have the Hasbro. Listen, the Hasbro team was at our party, and they were all drinking, and they were steel traps. People were trying to get information out of them.
Yep.
Nothing. But I'm excited. I mean, there's things I really want Ghostbusters toy wise. We'll have to wait and see. We'll be eagerly anticipating those announcements at WonderCon in a couple weeks. Yep. But if I had to take a guess, action figures, toys, I don't know. Like, because I don't, you know, as soon as the Frozen Empire, you know, stuff dies off a little bit, they're going to be in 40th anniversary mode for Ghostbusters. I mean, they got some stuff coming up this year. Buffalo Ghostbusters have their big event at the firehouse for the 40th anniversary. And, you know, we've got the orchestra doing more shows. They're going to be in Atlanta with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra in October. And there's rumors of other stuff going on. Just crazy. It's going to be a crazy year, but obviously we all want toys. Real Robot Cop. It could be a spoiler. Popular Tribe. Plasmas with a Build-A-Garaka. Listen, that's what we want. We want to build a Garaka. I would love to. So, Jacob, final thought. We'll get out of here.
Hey, I mean, I just like just to basically echo what Abby said. Like, I'm really appreciative of everybody included and who's helped us out along the way and got us, you know, some of these spots that we've been trying to get. And I don't know, it was great. It was a really good weekend. I'm super excited to see this movie again on Thursday in kind of a more chill environment. It's hard watching a movie like this for the first time after being on set, seeing, you know, spoilers, knowing some of it, and then being in that kind of environment where you're like, Bill Murray's right there, you know, Carrie Coon's right there.
Bill Murray just threw water on
him. Bill Murray just threw water on my face, and now I'm watching a new Ghostbusters. Yeah. It's all like pretty surreal and insane. Yeah. So Thursday, you know, going to see the movie again, seeing it multiple times, like it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
Hey, I didn't even ask you. Did you cry at all during the movie?
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah.
You too.
Now listen. Well, I don't want to be talking about it. We'll talk about it later. I did like once or twice tear up a couple times.
There were some really good lines.
It's very different from Afterlife. A different kind of cry than Afterlife, but yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Mine was I was crying because Bill Murray ruined my Wuxley jacket. They say it's rated for negative 50 degrees Celsius, but cannot handle Dasani water bottles. I can't believe
don't say that about Wuxley because that is not true, and I don't think they would like you saying that. Jackets are perfect and their water can touch them. They'll be fine.
Oh, water will touch them. It was great. Abigail had one last thing to show off. This was a gift from Jim Maritato, who went to a Patton Oswalt signing a couple weeks ago and was kind enough to bring an 8x10. Thank you so much, Jim, for that. Abby, I know Patton Oswalt means a lot to you.
Yeah, like a ton. And I didn't get to have the conversation that I really wanted to with him, which is fine. Hopefully I'll get to speak to him at some point. But yeah, that's really nice, Jim. Thank you so much. I'm a big Patton fan, a big fan of his comedy. So yeah, it's great in the movie.
Well, listen, guys. So the next time you hear from us will be our next episode, which will be our full review. And then next week sometime we'll do a live stream recap once everybody has seen it, and we'll have some fun, maybe have some friends from the community on to give their thoughts and feelings. Thank you so much for tuning in on a Monday night. Had a good crowd tonight. For Abigail Gardner and Jacob Walsh, my name's Craig Goldberg. We are 2 days away from Frozen Empire. Buy your tickets. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Love you.
We do. Here's the music. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
One foot. There we go.
Bye.